Welcome to the EVA India Insights podcast. I'm your host, Ragini, and in this episode, we try to examine whether defense funding in India is adequate in the context of requirements for a Viksit Bharat. To facilitate this discussion, we are joined by Dr. D.K. Srivastava, a distinguished economist, honorary professor, Madras School of Economics, and EY India's chief policy advisor. A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Ragini.
So my first question to you is, India has historically spent around 2% of its GDP on defense. Now, is this optimal? And if not, what would be the optimal level of defense funding?
Well, in order to address this question, we should look at the pattern of spending on defense by the central government. At its peak in 2002-03, the share of defense expenditure as percentage of nominal GDP was as high as 2.9%. But this share steadily fell all the way up to 1.9% of nominal GDP in 25-26 budget estimates. Thus, there has been a fall on trend basis. And because of this, it is very difficult to say that India has been maintaining a commitment to defense expenditures which is adequate or as per requirement. In fact, sometimes a benchmark of 3% of nominal GDP is given for defense expenditures in a number of countries. In the US and in Russia also, they have been maintaining over a long period of time a share of 3% of GDP for their defense expenditures. We have to also look at the neighborhood conditions and study what are the broad geopolitical conditions that India is facing or is likely to face in the near future.
Right.
Given the current volatility in the global geopolitical situations, it is probably useful to go back to a level of 2.9% or even more in order to ensure that defense expenditures are adequate for India. In this context, it is useful to refer to the recommendation of the Parliamentary Standing Committee on Defense, which had suggested in its report for 22-23 that a global ideal is 3% of nominal GDP, and that should also be considered as the relevant benchmark for India. Yeah. So we have to aim at 3% of GDP. Right now, we have come down to 1.9%.
Yes, sir. So my next question to you is, what are the key factors responsible for the decline in the share of defense expenditure in Government of India's total expenditure?
Well, one way of looking at this is to look at the different components of government expenditure from out of what I would call as Government of India's total fiscal space. Now, that fiscal space can be considered as consisting of total central government expenditure plus total tax devolution that is financed by tax and non-tax revenues and non-debt capital receipts, as well as annual borrowing. So this is the financing of total fiscal space in which central government's net expenditures are included, but also tax devolution is included. It is important to consider the overall control on revenue resources just to study why defense expenditures declined.
Right.
Now, you will notice that in this total fiscal space, there has been an increase over time from 16.1% in FY 2000-2001 to 18.4% in FY 26 budget estimates. Now, from this, apart from the center's net expenditures, there are two main items that we can consider separately. One is net interest payments made by the central government, and the other is transfers to states. Now, net interest payments have been stable in the range of 18.1 to 18.5% of the total fiscal space over the years. On the other hand, the transfers to the states have increased over time, and in fact, there was a noticeable bulge in the period that was governed by the recommendations of the 14th Finance Commission. In fact, in that period, this bulge amount claimed a share of 35.9% of the total fiscal space.
Yes, sir.
In fact, if we look at the period from FC 11, when this share was only 25.4%, then it increased to 28.8% in FC 12 period, 29% in FC 13 period, and then all the way up to near 36% in the FC 14 period. Since then, it fell marginally in the FC 15 period to 32.4%. But it is the inordinate rise of transfers to the state governments from out of the total fiscal space available for the central government that is accompanied by a fall in the share of defense expenditures. So one way of looking at this issue is to consider as if defense expenditures have been crowded out by an inordinate rise in transfers to the state governments.
Right. So very relevant points. My next question is, what would be an increase in what would an increase in defense expenditure mean for India's economic growth?
Well, the relationship between defense expenditure and growth really depends on the empirical context in which this relationship is being studied. If we are dealing with a country in which a lot of defense production activities are domestically located, then the expectation is that there would be considerable input-output effects which would lead to high multiplier values. On the other hand, if a country is really importing most of its defense needs, particularly defense capital assets, then most of the benefit of defense expenditure would be accruing to the countries where from a country is importing its defense capital assets. Now, in India, we are going through a period in which a major transformation is taking place. And multiplier values, in fact, many multiplier values have been estimated in recent studies of the relationship between defense expenditure and growth in India. And these values differ across studies, but as India is moving from a large importer of defense assets to a situation of domestic production of defense capital assets, the multiplier values are improving and increasing and becoming larger than one. So we should study this issue in the context of India's Atmanirbhar strategy. Right. As more and more defense capital assets are to be produced within India, the multiplier values associated with defense expenditures will become higher than one, and then higher allocations for defense expenditures would have a positive impact on growth. So I would consider that in the context of India's Atmanirbhar strategy, and in fact, even an increase in defense exports, we should expect that defense expenditures will have a positive impact on growth as more and more exports and less imports of defense capital assets are involved. So I would say two things. One is dependence on the Atmanirbhar strategy, and second is the change in the structure of defense expenditure as between defense revenue expenditures and defense capital assets. The larger is the allocation for defense capital assets out of the total defense expenditure, the higher would be the positive spin-off for growth.
Right, sir. Thank you for explaining these concepts in a very simple and clear way, sir. So my last question in this series is, growth in defense expenditure is quite volatile, lumpy in some years and quite low in some other years. Now, how can this annual variation in defense expenditure be overcome?
Well, defense expenditure has been volatile because of a lot of constraints on defense procurement and lots of administrative rigidities and so on. Now,
Right.
we have to ensure, given the current geopolitical situation, that our defense preparedness is quite robust and it does not depend on this kind of annual variation in the allocation of resources for defense purposes. For this purpose, in the context of the 15th Finance Commission, the Government of India raised an additional term of reference and asked the Commission to examine whether there is a case to set up a non-lapseful earmarked fund for defense so that a certain portion of budgetary resources can be placed into the fund, and then from out of the fund, defense expenditures can be undertaken. So, in a year where defense expenditures fall short of the budgetary allocation, the whatever is the balance left would go into the fund, and this can be utilized over and above the current budgetary allocation in later years.
Right.
So that is a mechanism by which the allocations can be ensured over time, and there would be a stability that can be imparted to allocation of resources for defense purposes. Now, this issue was examined by the 15th Finance Commission. They came out in favor of recommending setting up such a non-lapsable defense earmarked defense fund, and as far as the Government of India is concerned, in its action taken report, it accepted those recommendations. However, so far this recommendation has not been actually implemented or actualized. So this is the reason why we have still not we are still waiting for setting up of such a fund. But in my view, it is important to earmark a constant allocation of budgetary resources. And if we go by the recommendation of the parliamentary committee, every year we should allocate 3% of the available 3% of GDP equivalent and draw it and place any shortcoming of this benchmark into the fund.
Right.
So the allocation would be fixed, and depending on what any surplus available, it can go into the fund for expenditure later in later years. Also, in addition to normal budgetary allocation, we can have contributions from the private sector,
Right.
and we can constantly replenish this fund as if there is any year in which the funds fall short of the target of 3%. In fact, there is a precedent also recommended by earlier finance commissions of setting up such a fund in the context of National Calamity Contingency Fund. So, as far as national calamities are concerned, we already have a fund of this nature. And defense should be considered of a similar status because it is the defense requirements are often arise in an unanticipated way. It is when this need arises, it is often in the nature of a calamity. And
Right.
therefore, our preparedness should not really depend on as and when the calamity occurs. Instead, it has to be financed by a mechanism such that is stable and robust, defense preparedness can be given for India.
Right, so these are extremely insightful perspectives. For the benefit of our listeners, I'll list out the key takeaways from this session. First, there has been a fall in India's defense expenditure from nearly 3% of its GDP in the initial years of the decade of 2000s to almost 1.9% in FY26 budget estimates, and this is considerably lower than the benchmark of 3% of GDP. Second, there are also large annual variations in the pattern of growth of different components of defense expenditure. Third, given the current geopolitical situation, it is desirable for India to allocate higher budgetary resources to defense and ensure that the share of capital expenditure in total defense expenditure increases. And lastly, in order to overcome year-to-year volatility in growth of defense expenditure, it may be useful to institute a non-lapsable fund for defense and internal security, as recommended by the 15th Finance Commission, just like the existing National Calamity Contingency Fund. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us in this session
and providing
us
Ragini.
Your invaluable insights. Thank you to all our listeners. Stay tuned for more captivating discussions on EY India Insights. Don't forget to subscribe for the latest updates. Until next time, this is Ragini signing off.